Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So we have a couple of things going on our webpage right now. You can go to the Bernie Sanders interview page and post how you know an institution that's too big to fail when you see one. Also, today is Friday the 13th, and whether you are triskaidekaphobic or not, we've all had unlucky days and lucky ones. So we have a page where you can tell us about your luckiest or unluckiest day ever at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll read some of your answers on the air later. Now, there was a lot of change in our area on Election Day, as you know, and we will keep meeting some of our new elected officials over the next few weeks. One of the biggest results was the election of Rob Astorino as Westchester County Executive, defeating Andrew Spano, who had served three terms, another win for a Republican in a heavily Democratic local area. You may also know Rob Astorino from the media. He hosts a show with Cardinal Egan on the Catholic Channel on satellite radio and has hosted and produced a lot of sports talk, including as host of his own show on MSG and executive producer of the Michael Kay Show on ESPN Radio. So let's continue the conversation we've been having about the New York suburbs in recent days and meet Westchester County Executive-elect Rob Astorino. Thank you so much for coming on WNYC, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So by way of background first, you have this career. You had this career that every teenage male would kill for, and you give it up to go into politics. How come?
I know. Crazy me, right? Actually, I can honestly say that I've been able to do so much in sports. I was able to go to World Series and to Super Bowls and to the Daytona 500 and golf and boxing and really everything. And that's been just an honor and a privilege. And it, as you know, Brian, it's part of the job. And at some point, people would scream at me because I would stay at the Super Bowl all week and then leave on game day and watch it at home.
Really?
But after a point, you know, it is a job. It's a business. And though I enjoyed it thoroughly, I enjoyed starting and launching 1050 ESPN Radio. I enjoyed starting and launching and working at the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM satellite radio. You know, politics and government has always been a love of mine as well. And I've always had this dual track in my life where I was part-time councilman in the town of Mount Pleasant and a part-time county legislator in Westchester, all the while working full-time in broadcasting, both as an executive and on the air. And at some point I had to decide, and this year I decided, you know what, I'm going to go for the full-time government position.
So now instead of going to the Super Bowl, you get to go to the county courthouse in White Plains.
What a pleasure.
And what's the show with Cardinal Egan?
Well, it was with Cardinal Egan. Now it's with Archbishop Timothy Dolan. It's a conversation with the Archbishop. It's a weekly show that we do from his residence at St. Patrick Cathedral. And it's just an issue, you know, church issues. And he's a very personable man. I mean, he is just a fun guy, genuinely nice guy to be with, and that personality really comes across on the show, and anyone who's met him will back that up. He's just a really good guy.
So you'd consider yourself a very identified Catholic, I presume?
Yeah, I've always been a practicing Catholic, if you will. That's my roots, my faith. But when this job was offered to me, I have to admit, Brian, the first thing I said was, no way, you know, Catholic radio, how more boring can you get? But Sirius XM is a different mold, and they said, we want you to start a Catholic radio station that's like talk radio, you know, like WABC or WNYC or anything like that. And so that's how we built it, where it was going to be issue-oriented. We talked about politics and culture and sports and everything that everyone else is talking about.
And you're gonna keep doing that even after the election?
Oh,
you won't?
I can't. No, I won't. I'm going to wind up over the next, you know, month and a half and then be full-time county executive.
You beat Andrew Spano by like 15 points. It wasn't even close. And you had President Bill Clinton recording robocalls for Spano, the former president of the United States, in a county executive's race. Why do you think you won?
I think I won, as others have won, beating incumbents this year, because it was the first time that voters could send a very clear message. I think long-term incumbents became tone deaf. They did not realize any longer why they were there, with no regard to taxes and spending, just like they're doing in Albany. And voters have been bending for a long time. This was the year 2009 that they broke. And they've said, we cannot keep up with these tax increases. I think it's an embarrassment what's been going on in Albany. I heard this from so many people throughout the campaign season. And they wanted people to represent them that cared, that were living under these taxes and understood it. You know, my family, we're in a typical middle-class neighborhood in Westchester. We have a quarter-acre lot with a regular home and, you know, surrounded by the same. And our taxes have literally doubled in just 5 years. And we're not unusual. Everyone's feeling the same pinch. And I think it's reached the point where people have been moving out of Westchester, moving out of the suburbs for Connecticut, where the property taxes are literally 50% less. Businesses are doing the same or going to North Carolina and taking their jobs with them. And people, everyone that I've met has known someone in their neighborhood or a family member who have packed their bags and left. And at some point, you got to say enough is enough. And I think that's what the voters did this year. Obviously, I got a lot of Democratic support. I asked for it and received it. And it was not a vote along party lines because clearly a lot of Democrats pushed the lever for a Republican this year because they wanted somebody to represent them, not as a political person, but someone who understands what their needs are and what their frustrations
now,
are.
We've got about 10 minutes to invite people to call in. And we had a similar conversation on the show about Nassau County yesterday.
Yeah.
So listeners, let's pick it up the same way we were doing for Long Island. If you voted for Obama for president last year, but in this case, Astorino for county executive, call and tell us why. If you were for the Democrat for president, but the Republican for local office, tell us why. Was it about party? Was it about issues? Was it about individuals? Was it about taxes? Is Astorino just a better Yankee fan? Whatever it is, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I know some of you were holding yesterday when we were limiting it to Nassau calls. If you voted Obama for president, but Republican Rob Astorino for Westchester County Executive, call and talk to him briefly now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. What did you want to say?
I can tell you some of the stories that I came across, very similar stories that you were mentioning, people who voted for Obama and me. Two that stand out on Election Day, a man, 58 years old, he said, I'm a self-described progressive Democrat. I voted and still support President Obama. But I voted for you because I think the current administration has been in there too long. They've become tone deaf, and I think change is good. I also, on Election Day, you know, we were going in and out of diners and coffee shops just to, you know, drum up some last-minute support and, quite frankly, keep me busy on a day that there's not a lot left to do except go out of your mind before the polls close.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a Starbucks in Pleasantville. And there was a man, he was in his early 30s, his name was Rajiv, and he looked up and he said, oh, you're running for county executive. I said, yes, pleasure to meet you. And he said, last year was the first time in my life that I ever voted. I think he came from India. And he said, and I voted for President Obama. And today was the second time in my life I voted, and I voted for you for county executive. I went on both websites. I looked at what you stood for and what the current administration stands for, and I'm proud to say I voted for you. And these kind of stories stick in my mind.
Let's hear a voter who may have something similar. Catherine in Cortland, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I pulled the lever for Mr. Astorino, and it is the first time in my life that I pulled a lever for a Republican.
And your finger didn't fall off. Thank you, Catherine.
Yes, and I did it because I love Barack Obama, and I am dedicated to my Democratic senators, Schumer and Gillibrand. But in Westchester County, Andy Spano was there too long. His head became too big, and the taxes are too high.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you,
Catherine. Taxes are too high. Everyone thinks of New Jersey as the place with the highest property taxes, but I see all this other stuff written that says it's really Westchester. So is New Jersey the highest for a state, but Westchester for an American county?
Yes, Westchester is the highest tax county in America, second year in a row.
And what are you going to do about it?
It's not easy, and I think people should realize that, you know, by me getting in there doesn't mean their property tax bills are going to be cut in half. This took a long time to get to this point, but I think people understand that we have services that we need to provide, and people understand that and are willing to pay for taxes so long that it's reasonable and that money's not being wasted as I think it has been. And, you know, and that's what they're okay with. You know, they're not okay with 5-10% tax increases from all government agencies every year. You can't, it's not sustainable. But a tax freeze or a small tax increase, these are things that people are okay with so long as government continues to function properly and that seniors and police and things like that are being supported.
But it's dysfunctional now, you're saying.
Exactly, dysfunctional.
Diana in New Rochelle, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm a registered Democrat. I voted for Obama last year. I voted for you this year because I think Spano has been in office way too long. People have been complaining, as you just mentioned. They've been railing about the taxes. He has just has so much hubris. He's just been ignoring the public and what they want and just taxing. And he has chauffeurs and bodyguards. I hope you will do away with that.
We are.
And cars for everybody. But I also feel the municipalities. I live in New Rochelle. They just came out, the city council. They're going to raise the property taxes over 8% in the new budget.
Wow.
I think that is just unacceptable. They're not listening to the populace either.
Diana, thank you. And we're going to go right to Felix in Larchmont. Felix, you're on WNYC with your new county executive-elect, Rob Astorino. Hello.
Hi, county-elect Astorino. How you doing?
Hi, Felix.
I appreciate the things you've said so far, but I'd like to ask you, just as you see Democrats coming over to support you, do you think that you have a responsibility, and Republicans in general have a responsibility, to distance themselves from racist radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh and Bob Grant, who used to call Martin Luther King a scumbag regularly, and so forth, and a lot of these WABC-type hosts? I very rarely hear Republicans say, oh, that's wrong, and Rush Limbaugh is a racist because he's told that black caller to take the bone out of their nose. Why is it so hard for Republicans to stand up to these filthy racists like Grant and Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh?
Well, I will speak out when I think something is wrong. I myself, I don't know if you follow the campaign, Felix, but I myself was called a racist by County Executive Spano because I did not support the terms of the settlement for the housing debacle, if you want to say that, that he got us into. And just because I and others, including many Democrats, the leaders of the county board Democrats, voted against it as well because of the terms of the settlement, but then I and others were really called racists because we disagreed. And I think terms like that are despicable. They do not help the dialogue. I've already reached out to the Democratic legislators on the board who I'm going to work with carefully, many of whom I already know and have a good, cordial working relationship since I was on the board. And this was, as I mentioned on election night, this victory was because not just Republicans and independents, but because Democrats like you and others had a leap of faith and said, you know what, we recognize our own standard bearer is not up to the job or has not done it well. So let's put someone else in. It happens to be a Republican, but...
And does it go the other way? I mean, yesterday we were taking calls with listeners' career advice for Lou Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Are you a Lou Dobbs fan?
I actually don't watch Lou too much at all. You know, and then one of the things that I have not been able to do successfully this year is because I've been so inundated with the campaign that I didn't even get to watch my favorite TV shows like House and some others, which are all DVR'd, but I don't know when I'm going to get to watch them. But, you know, I don't think this divisiveness has got to come to an end. It's where, and I said this during the campaign, this campaign was not about red versus blue. This campaign was about green. We all pay property taxes. Everyone gets hit hard equally by them, and we're all in this together.
Right. We've got two minutes left.
Sure.
Let me run through a couple of related things real quick, short answers. Is now the right time to cut taxes? With revenues down so much in the down economy, will you be able to maintain the county services, education, and other things that people have come to expect?
Yes, I think, and as I'm starting to pour through the budget and you know, the personnel list and everything, I am convinced more than ever that we are very, very heavy in this county. We can be doing things as people expect and as the mandate I got from Democrats as well to say, hey, look, you got to start cutting out the fat and just do it more efficiently.
So
and I
hopefully,
believe we can do that.
Hopefully there's enough fat. And how much are you on board with the governor's cuts, proposed cuts to education and Medicaid? Will that put upward pressure on local taxes and hurt the people of Westchester
much? I haven't looked at them specifically yet, but I'm going to be setting up meetings. I spoke with Senator Gillibrand's office yesterday, the governor's office I'll be reaching out to, and the state Senate people. To find out how this will affect, got to understand, Brian, we're still all getting our arms around what we have here. The county executive Spano is going to release his budget on Monday, mm-hmm. which is something that I will inherit for the first year.
And then you'll come out with more detailed
exactly.
response. And any opinion on the health care bills in Congress? Do they have ramifications for the county as far as you
can
tell?
I don't know yet. It's a good question. I don't know yet because there's so many different suggestions and versions. I don't know where it's going to end up. Same thing with the immigration debate. That has a true effect on local communities, but there's nothing on a local level that communities and counties empower to do. Those are all federal issues that I really hope the president and Congress can come to an agreement, because it really affects people on our level that they may not even understand anymore, but they've got to get their act together on all levels.
All right. Rob Astorino, County Executive-Elect in Westchester. Thank you again. Congratulations again on your election. We keep the dialogue going here with people of all political stripes. We had Bernie Sanders first today and you second. So we'll talk again, okay?
Brian, I thank you for the time, and I look forward to a regular dialogue.
Ryan Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we'll hear clips. Oh, and by the way, let me mention that I will be... In case you're interested, I'll be talking more about New York politics on television tonight as a guest on the New York One Reporters Roundtable. That's around 7:30 and 10:30 tonight on New York One. And we'll continue here in just a minute. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.